Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Tennessee's lone congressional Democrat wants President Donald Trump removed from office. And as the Tennessean reports, he's asking Trump's own cabinet to do the removal. U.S. Representative Steve Cohen, who represents the Memphis area, says, quote, Trump has gone too far after the president's comments about Iran earlier this week. While urging the country's government to open the Strait of Hormuz, Trump posted to social media, quote, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will, end quote. Cohen says the threat was a call for genocide and that the cabinet can remove the president under the 25th Amendment to, quote, rein in this unhinged behavior. That portion of the Constitution lays out what the government can do when presidents resign, die, are incapacitated, or are otherwise rendered incapable of carrying out their duties. A bill that would create English-only driver's licenses in Tennessee is on hold in the state Senate as legislators assess lingering questions about how much it would cost. The road tests, where one actually gets behind the wheel, are already exclusively in English. The Senate bill would make it so that people who take the written test in a language other than English get a license that is only valid for 3 years. After that, drivers would have to take the written exam again in English. State analysis finds the bill would cost the state nearly $2 million in its first year and $2.2 million for local governments. But there are also some unknown costs that would be incurred. The Tennessee Lookout reports the Senate is waiting to see if the House funds the bill before taking it up in the Finance Committee. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.